Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today I have a really important guest on, somebody who I respect greatly, who is a voice for America. And, you know, I think we've been pigeonholed into all these camps and left's camp, right camp, black, white, green, American, immigrant. I'm just done with that. I think it's a human issue at this point. Either you believe in freedom and you want to run your life the way you see fit, or you want somebody to take care of you. And there's consequences for whatever choice you make. And today we're going to be joined by Mr. John Dilemme. He's a speaker, author, capitalism strategist, a conservative political commentator, and founder of the Conservative Business Journal with a team of over 20 contributors. He's built one of the top conservative news sites feared by the fake news with a proven Alexa ranking. John is also the host of the nightly CBJ Real News Show and the absolutely explosive Conservative Business Journal podcast news media series featuring over 160 guests, the who's who in the conservative movement. Every guest is handpicked exclusively by Mr. Dilemme based on their commitment to stand firm on their conservative values and never cower to the liberal left. He's a fierce fighter and a protector of conservative values that are the foundation of America. He's also has over two decades of experience traveling the world as a conservative capitalism strategist, elite speaker, top podcaster, and accomplished author of over 20 books, including his soon-to-be-released book, Making Capitalism Great Again, How to Maximize America's Booming Economy, plus the ABCs of Socialism versus Capitalism. So, Mr. Dilemme, I want to thank you so much. I know how busy you are, and it's an honor to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. George, and it's an honor to be here. And even as I listen to my own bio, I'm humbled and honored by God that God is just utilizing both of our talents to come together today to really change people's lives. And you know, when you look at your show, you know, your title is an awesome title, Living Solution. Like, living means alive, solution means there's a problem, we must solve it. And that's what I'm excited about your show today. It's really, let's give people solutions and let's get them back to living. You know, be alive, be excited, be enthusiastic about life. And that's all the radical left wants to do. That's all they want to do. I know your area of expertise with the health and the vaccine. I mean, we all know that's completely ludicrous. They just want to control, manipulate, and they want us to think differently. They want to have false narrative. They want to suppress us. And when they suppress us, they get desperate because they know the truth's going to be exposed. So I'm excited to share some wisdom today and change some people's lives.
And I'm looking forward to that same thing. So let's start off with definitions. I think, I mean, we spoke before the show started, no matter who we are, we've been victims of people defining who we are. As a Black American, I'm supposed to think a certain way. As a daughter of an immigrant, I'm supposed to think a certain way. As a doctor, I'm supposed to think a certain way. But the people who pronounce these things on high have no idea, and they don't have the right to decide who wins and who loses and what people need to think. So the thing that seems to be the highlight of our society right now is capitalism versus socialism. And there's been a demonization of capitalism as if it's the worst thing in the world. And let me know, what are your thoughts about that? Because I don't think socialism is the end all be all.
And as I teach, socialism steals opportunities and capitalism creates opportunities. And everyone, and I always teach, I'm always in all the shows and interviews. And once again, thank you so much for having me on as a guest. I suggest everyone to grab a pen that writes, take some notes, because I believe note takers are history makers. You can take some notes, you can re-listen to the interview, you can share the interview. And I believe today you're going to learn something that can really change the direction of the mindset about socialism. You know, everyone loses with socialism, but everyone wins with capitalism. I mean, capitalism, to break it down, is small business America. Someone opens a business. They have a product and a service. They're an entrepreneur. They want to take their talent. They want to take their skill. They want to offer a product. They get excited about producing a product, purchasing a product potentially at wholesale, marketing at retail, changing someone's life, offering customer service, caring about people, pouring into people, and everyone wins. The person working, they're an example to their family. The kids are seeing people work hard. That's what America was built upon. You know, obviously, you being a daughter of an immigrant, I've done a real deep research. My last name, Delemi, and we had the pleasure of meeting in South Carolina last year. And when people see me, I'm obviously last name. My accent from New York. I'm an Italian. My family is full-blooded Italian. And my entire heritage, I was very close to my grandparents. They're my main mentorship. My dad's 92. My mom's 90. I'm blessed to have them alive and healthy. And they're fired-up conservative Americans. And nine of my grandparents and my grandparents and my aunt and uncles, nine of them, Dr. George, came from Italy with $170. They averaged, $160. They averaged $17 each, a two-week trip from Italy to Ellis Island. They landed in America, and they went to 116th Street and First Avenue, nine of them with a dream to produce, a dream to innovate, a dream to maximize America. Capitalism is the opportunity to maximize God's given talent and earn income. Socialism is control. Socialism is a false narrative. And I talk about how communism begins. It begins in two facets. They control the vote and they control the media. You know, Cuba under Batista, tremendous. Castro came in. You start to see paper shortages. You start to see riots on the street. You start to see radio show hosts. There was two of them that were sharing that Castro was evil. All of a sudden, one magically disappeared. The other one was shut down. The news media gets shut down. They control the narrative. Mm-hmm. It's a false narrative. So free this, free that. It's manipulative. It's demonic. And nobody wins. And I always tell people, go live in Venezuela for a week. Just live there for 1 week. And then come back and let's have a conversation. So socialism is about government giving you everything, which keeps you based in fear, worry. Well, I don't have to do anything. The coronavirus, the lockdown, the quarantine, the mask, the shutdown. All they were doing is they were going after the ability to produce. Now, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all the people that go, that's capitalism. It's not. Capitalism is broken down. Like, you know, as a doctor, there's the cell, there's a molecular level, and you obviously say much better than me, but it breaks down to the components. Capitalism is a mom leaving her house, going to a job, earning her income. Her daughter, her son sees, well, my mom's a hard worker. She's working hard. The mom feels good about producing. And wherever she works, there's an end-line consumer. And I teach a lot on customer service. Is you're able to serve someone. Remember, Jesus talked about being a servant. I believe capitalism is serving someone, customer service, adding an emotional experience, trust, loyalty, integrity. And then when you look at the story in the Bible about the talents, when Jesus got really mad because, like, look, you took my dad's talent, you buried it. Socialism buries God's talents. And I want someone to listen to that right now, because in my book, The ABCs of Socialism versus Capitalism, I talk about how, and I break it down in the alphabet, the letter F, where socialism finishes God's creativity. It's over. Capitalism fires up God's creativity. And that's why I want to allow this interview to inspire someone, to motivate someone to realize, you know what, I'm on this earth, I'm born a champion, and I'm very pro-life. I've written, as you said, I'm humbled even as I hear my own bio. And I thank my grandfather for beating the daylights out of me, for being my main mentor, disciplining me. And I say that respectfully. And I was the first one to get a college degree. Actually, there's only four Delemis who graduated high school, because my whole family's from Italy. They're all the hard workers. And you know, he said, you know, everyone's born a champion. I actually titled the book based around that. I wrote 15 years ago a book called Champions Are Born, about being pro-life. All of you listening, no matter what the false narrative is about your life, you are listening to this. However God brought you to this interview, this phenomenal radio show, there's no such thing as coincidence. Those that pray, this is a sign. This is a wonder. This is a door you walk through. There is greatness in you. There's destiny in you. And we have to capitalize upon that. So capitalism is broken down to the small business America. 94% of businesses are 10 employees or less, and they're the machine of America. Why do you, watch why everyone's coming here, and I can do a whole show on illegal immigration, but that in layman's terms, that's socialism versus capitalism, Dr. George.
I think that's a really good overview. And I totally agree with the narrative. And what we're hearing, and we're going to take a break in a second, but what they espouse is capitalism actually isn't. It's crony capitalism and it's corporatism. And they've managed to, you just told the truth, 90%+ of people have their own business. I'm one of those small businesses, as you are. And we're the people who hire, we're the people who are running the country. But you would make it, they make it seem as if it's all about the corporations, that they're doing all the legwork, that they are the ones that need to survive. And in actuality, I think that the coronavirus has empowered them at the expense of us. And I'd like to explore that when we come back after the break, because I would love to know your take on that. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. John Dilemme. He is an author. He is just a shining light about truth and fearlessness. And that's what we have to have right now. I think people have been cowed. They've been emotionally abused, physically even, with this coronavirus lockdown. And we need to start speaking truth to power, because if we don't stand up, we're going to lose our freedom. I truly believe that. I know that from a health perspective, that's what they would love to do, is have us be just lemmings, just going along with what they pronounce. And most of it isn't even good science. So let's talk about the crony capitalism and corporatism. I think the biggest winners in COVID lockdown land has been Amazon and Walmart and all the big box stores. You can go into them, but you couldn't go to a mom and pop, which makes no sense. How does coronavirus know the difference, right?
That's right. No, 1,000%. And once again, I love your show, Living Solution. I mean, when you look at this, you look at the Wuhan virus, look at the coronavirus, look at China, look at what Trump did with the sanctions and the tariffs, and China was just, you know, they were so scared. Their economy was the worst ever. Our economy was the best ever. Magically, this virus comes in from the Asian market, from China, and quarantine, lockdown, shutdown. I mean, this is the anniversary week, as you know, Dr. George, of 15 days to flatten the curve.
Oh, yeah.
1 year ago. And, you know, you got Joe Biden, you got Bernie Sanders, you got Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, Nadler Schiff, Adam Schiff, all the cronies from D.C. They've never, this is very important, everyone, they've never generated revenue. They've never hired someone. They've never seen a way. My revenue is dependent upon my daily work, quote unquote, for today. They're not entrepreneurs. They're politicians. They have no clue what business is. Now, remember, Costco, Amazon, all the big box stores, 90-95% of those stores are major Democratic donors. So all of their profits went up. I mean, I did a whole show on this about Costco and Amazon. They just brutalized. I mean, you could have a Subway open inside a Walmart, but within a block, it's closed because of coronavirus, the lockdowns, quarantine. Everyone pay attention. The socialists, the radical left, there's no Democratic Party left. The radical socialist is to control the money vein in America, the creativity. So there's no question that this was a designed plan, warfare against small business America. And that's the pulse of this country. This is why this country was built upon legal immigration. You know, here in my studio, I have my entire breakdown of my grandparents and my aunt and uncles and the boat that came over on. Their signature of them signing the release, their life to commit to certain things in America that they had to commit to become a citizen, obviously legally. So there's no question. It was a complete setup. And still to this day, and those of you that are in blue states, just remember, you voted for them. You voted for them. Be vocal. Your voice matters. This country, and you talk about, obviously, you know this, I mean, the amount of suicide, the depression, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse, it's all a control factor. It's pure communism at its best. It's control the narrative. They want to control the youth, eliminate the elderly, and then the sheep just follow. I mean, that's why you're like this, Dr. George. My dad is just turned 91, as he said. He says in his 92nd year, we did a video about Fauci. My dad should wear 9 masks or just 1. It's classic about it. And he's 91. You'll appreciate this. Not taking a vaccine, will not take the vaccine, very healthy. How awesome is that?
That's awesome. And thank God that your dad has common sense and critical thinking skills and a backbone. But I'm hearing stories from patients that are heartbreaking. Co-worker of one of my patients, dad committed suicide after he was diagnosed with COVID, not knowing that there's a cure, it's a therapeutics that can work, not knowing if you treat early, you don't need to end up in the hospital, and that the mortality rate is less than 0.0001%. You know, that's what people are not hearing. They only hear the worst case scenario. And it says a lot that any other idea, any other truth out there is being removed by censorship. See, you know, YouTube cutting people out, cutting out Facebook accounts. If you have the truth, you don't need to get rid of the opposition, do you?
Well, I want to expand upon that. That's a phenomenal question. You know, there's a movie called Glory Road. In 1965-66 season, Coach Haskins, and that was the racial integration of basketball for the first time, where basketball coach said, look, I'm going to have black players play, you know, basketball, and I'm going to have white players play basketball together. I've taught for the movie for years, you know, even though I obviously, you know, what they call me every day now, I'm a racist, I'm this, all the idiots. So even though on all my events, my book, I wrote 9 years ago, I mentioned Glory Road in a book, and it's a phenomenal movie. Because what happened was there's a team out of Texas called the Texan Western Miners, and they never had a winning season. They couldn't win a game if their quote-unquote life depended on it. This crazy coach came in, had a perspective of seeing talent, not skin color. Unbelievable story. And they ended up going to the national championships, and they ended up winning. And I just showed this scene last night on my show. I showed the last 2 minutes. And Coach Haskins says, look, they've been here before. We got to play our game, and they go on to win. But what happens is the announcer says they're desperate. In other words, their competitor was the team was supposed to win is desperate. Mm-hmm. And they start taking these crazy shots. And, you know, in the sporting realm, when an underdog looks like they're going to win, like it's like 2 minutes left, like 5 seconds left, like, oh my God, we never expected them to win. They start taking desperate Hail Mary passes, desperate basketball shots. They just start going, they start losing it because they realize, you know what? Oh my God, we didn't respect their talent. We didn't respect their ability. We've lost. See, and I can go 4 hours in this because they're desperate. I mean, I'm banned on YouTube for the rest of my life. I have 5,400 videos. They owe me tens of thousands of dollars. They ban us. Why? Because they don't want to hear the truth. And I really unpack election fraud and illegal alien immigration, socialism, and abortion. Those are 4 points. They want to suppress that. Imagine that. They're so desperate, they can't hear the truth. And everyone pay attention here. Pay very close attention. It's a sign of weakness. It's a sign of a coward. See, courage debates. Coward suppresses. And my wife will tell you this. She's eyewitness me in debates prior to the election. Two people walk off a stage with me. They're like screaming at me. I'm like, look, remember, you're on camera. I'm not screaming at you. You see, suppression is they're desperate. Like, you know what? We can't let this out. We've got to suppress Delemi's voice. We have to suppress these influencers. See, people having, you know, like when people start sipping, and I obviously don't drink, you know, DUI, you know that as a doctor, obviously people don't get drunk immediately. They drive under the influence. See, that's why we're called influence. People start sipping on your radio show. They start taking a sip here or a sip there. They listen to you. They listen to me. Listen to all your other awesome guests. And all of a sudden, like, you know what? I'm under the influence of truth. I start to drive my life differently. And I start to realize, why are they silencing? Mm-hmm. I mean, who would ever thought in God's creation on this earth that the commander-in-chief, President Donald J. Trump, gets taken off social media. I call it socialist media. And this is a warning for all the social media companies. You're not above the law. There's going to be the next generation of creators. So I can go on a lot about that. But they're desperate. Everyone take that from this section. Why they silence us? They're desperate. They're like, the last shot they can do to try to win is keep us quiet. But that's why my voice is almost hoarse every day, because I talk all day long about everything. So it gets exciting. But back to you, Dr. George.
Well, you know, I would say, just to dovetail on what you just said, if you have to suppress somebody, you're absolutely right. I think it is cowardice. But I think people need to take responsibility for their actions. Honestly, we need to stop being spoon-fed. I take offense to somebody telling me that they need to interpret it and then spoon-feed it to me because I'm too stupid to understand it. Or, you know, that's what they're saying. Do you really feel as a human being that somebody should spoon-feed you what they determined to be the truth? Total propaganda, which is now legal after the administration before last made it legal. So we're not listening to truth anymore. We're listening to narratives, and those narratives are working against us. I understand people, if they don't do their due diligence, feel that COVID is a problem. But really, think critically. If you're wearing a mask and I'm not, and you're protected by your mask, what's the problem? Or people are now going insane about them opening up Mississippi and Texas. Well, you know what? You don't have to go there if you really feel that way. And that's the difference between being, you know, totalitarian, I think, and having freedom. You have the freedom to do what you want to do, right? It's not like there's no science really involved with this, with masks, with lockdowns or anything else. And I think my mantra is always follow the money. Who stands to gain by people shutting down their own businesses, their own economy, and their lifestyle? You know, they're living in their homes and their children are going to school. I mean, just think about the ramifications of this. It's actually frightening that there's a generation of students who will not make up what they, well, I don't know if they were learning all that much, to be honest, but let's say that they are. They're behind. They're never going to catch up. And they're going to be a lost generation. And it always affects people who don't have money. It has nothing to do with race. It's about those who have money and those who don't. And I think they're using race as a way to continue the narrative while they hurt segments of our population. And I mean Black and white, because everybody's being demonized. Are you supposed to feel bad by how you look, the color of your skin, something that you can't change? It doesn't make it right if it's white people doing it, and it doesn't make it right if it's Black people doing it. And I mean, I will take our second break and let us think about that, because we really have to take a step back. We're human. This is not about color, and we're all going to be affected by this if we don't stand up. On that note, let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. John DeLemme. And John, you have a podcast. How can people find it?
Sure. What they could do is on the world famous smartphones, however you download your favorite podcast app, that's either on the iTunes Store or Google Play. I always say thumb on in, take your thumbs and just search out Conservative Business Journal. And you'll see the app come up, and then just hit subscribe. And I have well over 500 episodes, and it's obviously free. Also, you can visit CBJ for Conservative Business Journal, CBJ Real News. That's S for the plural, CBJRealNews.com. And you will see all of our episodes there. And I'm going to definitely have you on, Dr. George. I have to schedule you to have you on and share your awesome wisdom. CBJRealNews.com. And that's how you guys can find all of our episodes that have been banned from YouTube, suppressed on Facebook. I have close to 200,000 followers on Facebook, between groups and pages. I go live, I might have 38 people on. Classic, the suppression. It's real.
It is real. And that means you're right over the target, and people need to find you and listen to your podcast. That's a badge of honor, in my opinion, because you're not afraid to speak truth to power. People who are, you know, I really have a question mark on those who seem to be expanding their audience and they're supposedly truth tellers and, you know, all about patriotism and conservatism, but their market share has grown. In this day and age, you need to question that.
Yeah, I can interject, and I can address that. I don't mean to interrupt, just to interject. That's a great point, Dr. George, you bring up. The problem, people say, well, I'm a conservative influence, but, you know, but that's just their thing. You know, I'm very strong on abortion. I'm very pro-life. If Joe Biden is destroying lives, millions of lives, the illegal alien immigration is brutal, what they're doing. And then we talk about follow the science. There are only two genders. I mean, obviously, you know that as a doctor, there's two genders. And then we talk about socialism versus capitalism. I mean, we talk about voter integrity. And we talk about what went on in the election and between the six states. And, you know, I've had whistleblowers on my podcast show, which obviously is woman eyewitness. You know, 100,000 ballots opening up the back of her 18-wheeler truck and saw the ballots come out and just be put into the machines in Michigan. So when you know, I have to answer to God and my grandfather in heaven right now, who's watching me right now, saying, Dr. George doing good, John. That's my grandfather. Came from Italy, nothing. I mean, it's unreal the foundation of this country was built upon. And I always tell people, I will not let AOC, the squad, Omar, Presley, Nadler, Schiff, all these Schumer, these radical left socialists, take my grandfather and my grandparents and all of our heritage, dream of this country. And the conservative influence that are growing, you're 1,000% right. They don't address the, they talk about nonsense. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about anything that's really going to make a difference in people's lives. And it's all media. It's all money. It's all about, you know, who's paying for advertising and sponsorship. Well, I'd sponsor your show, but I don't want you to talk about, you know, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris is probably the most disliked woman in politics. More people dislike her than even Clinton, Hillary. So you wonder why I get censored. See, Dr. George.
Yeah, you got to put it out there. And so people can do their own due diligence instead of people know there's something wrong. You know, I don't care if you're left or right. If you have cheating going on in any stretch of the imagination, you may win this one, but it's coming back for you in the next iteration.
Right.
And no one's untouched by this. I want a fair shake. I don't care who you are, where you come from. Everybody deserves a fair shake, not because of what they look like, not because of what happened historically. We're about living in the now. I'd rather be here than any other country because I have the chance to do what I want, open my own business, create my own patient base, practice medicine using the Hippocratic Oath. I'm free and clear to do that. I don't know if I can say that in other countries. And if people are intellectually honest, they can say this. They should be saying the same thing, not how this is, you know, the worst country, all these statue burning and ripping down. This is all part of the socialist agenda as well, isn't it? You have to erase history so you can rebuild it.
I mean, 1,000%. I mean, you know that from Cuba with the doctors. When Castro came in, the doctors lost any of their earning rights. I mean, they had to be a doctor for the government. And that's a socialist control. But, you know, you as a doctor understand performance-enhancing drugs. People that take steroids, it's an illegal advantage to win because they know they can't win legitimately. They have to take steroids to strengthen themselves. And we know that's, you know, steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. You look at some of the top athletes, eventually they're exposed. I talk about that in the voting realm. You know, one vote stolen is one vote too many. Let's say we were in, you know, I met you in South Carolina at the awesome event, Rock the mm-hmm. Red. I met you. I met Gary. I know you've been on Gary so many times, and Gary's a great friend of both of ours. And let's say we're having lunch. Me, you, Gary, my wife, Christy, we're having lunch, and all of a sudden we have lunch at the hotel there, and we get up, we're like, well, where's Dr. George's? We always make a joke on my wife. Is it a pocketbook or a handbag? Will you call it a pocketbook, a handbag, or purse? What do you call it? Will you carry your... Chrissy says women things.
I say pocketbook.
Pocketbook. See, you're awesome. See, I say pocketbook. So I got to tell my wife. Well, she'll get an interview. Okay, you're awesome. I love you even more now, pocketbook. So let's say we get up and all of a sudden we're like, where's Dr. George's pocketbook? Somebody stole it. Nobody didn't. Yeah, it was a pocketbook. I had it. Oh, that's no big deal. And all of a sudden, 50 people mob us. And like, the pocketbook wasn't stolen. Stop lying to us. She's a liar. She's a racist. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist. There's no pocketbook here. Don't blame the embassy suites. Why are you yelling? Embassy suites is because of a bunch of white supremacists and conservatives and Trump supporters. They're liars. And they just narrate. And like, oh, my God. My pocketbook was stolen, but it's so suppressed. It's like one vote. Everyone pay attention here, guys. One vote stolen is one too many. And if you don't think that a vote was stolen, then you really got to take dental floss to your brain and clean it out. You know, it's not a left-right issue. Someone comes to a competition. You know, I've been into sports and fitness my entire life. I'm 55 years young. I've been working out my whole life. I've been around a lot of athletes. And if someone trains for an event, the best man or woman wins. That's just the way life is. And when you have an unfair voter fraud election process, one vote stolen, what really upset me, you'll appreciate the story. You met my wife, Christy. My wife, Christy, her family is all from Tennessee. Under Obama, all the factories closed, went over to China. My mother-in-law was working at the same factory for close to 30 years. She was like the last person, and they were letting people go like crazy. We were there, and she was really nervous, like, about, I'm going to lose my job. And I said, Debbie, Trump's going to win. He can change all this. He's going to take the sanctions off off China and the factories will come back. Long story short, all the factories opened up. There's more factories in Tennessee than ever now. We were there, which was just like 6 months ago, and I smelled something. Like, what is that? She's like, that's money. There's a dog food factory down the street, and there's a pork factory down the street. Mm. They opened two new factories. Everybody's working. And for the first time, Dr. George, this is what drives me. People say, John, what's your motive? What's your why? What drives you? My entire family in Tennessee, factory workers, hard workers, I mean, good old country America, they've never voted before in their life. They were so proud to vote for President Trump. They sent a selfie in. You know, I sent my mother-in-law a hat, Women for Trump. She was so proud to vote. My brother-in-law voted. My Uncle Billy. You think about it, I'm Uncle Billy in overalls, and I tell all the trolls, I show a picture of my Uncle Billy and my brother-in-law Jerry. I look like Duck Dynasty boys. I'm like, you don't like Deming? That's my brother-in-law, my uncle, and you go get him. They all voted for the first time, Dr. George, and I, as a man of honor and integrity, I cannot let their vote be stolen. That's what drives me. It's wrong.
It is absolutely wrong, and it should be one person, one vote as well, instead of this fractional voting. I don't even know how that's even a thing. Fractional voting, you're 3/4 of a human, and it's not right. We need to go down to paper ballot, yeah. And who stands to gain? And the fact that it was so in your, I mean, you know, if nothing else, I think the entire system in our country has been exposed. The judicial system, the legislative branch, the voting system, everything's been exposed. And the people who go out there and work every day, black, white, green, purple, and go and create for their family and just do their job and pay their taxes, no matter who, whatever persuasion they are, they got hosed in this election. And that's the take-home message to me. And that's not right. People who don't have a dog in the hunt are winning. And people who stand to gain and their friends of are making out with billions of dollars on the backs of typical, I would say Americans and immigrants, because they're being used for cheap labor as well. So this is not, this affects everybody. There is no way you should, I don't think you can think about this as there is, how can I put it? It's a left-right paradigm. I don't really think it is anymore. It's those who have money and those who don't. And they're trying to gaslight people who don't have money to work against themselves and to hate other people who have nothing to do with it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
But they're going to be exposed. I mean, this had to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, because all it takes, just like what's going on with Cuomo, you know, people are going to come forth. And what that does is that gives people, and Cuomo, as you know, with COVID and obviously the nursing homes and everything went on down there, you know, they were using that as the whole pulse of the country and how to really map out what other states should do and other cities should do. And we all know that was a, you know, with his special interest groups and nursing homes and all that money with him. But it took one young lady, his assistant, to say, you know what, this is a cover up here. And I've been saying it. It's just a matter of time. That's why, you know, Biden hasn't done one press conference. A guy can't talk. They get in front of the microphone any day and I speak it. And you guys can call me crazy. And I've been called crazy every day. These guys, there's no anointing on him. We know he's not. We know he's not the elected official, that he's a self-anointed person from the criminal radical left. And any day he's just going to be up there going, his mind's going to take over and go, I can't do this no more. Jilly, did we get the money yet? I can't do this. We stole this. I'm telling you, because every day they shut him down. You can't run like this every day. You can't run this protective and this scared. Something's going to pop. You can only put a Band-Aid over a wound so long. Right, Dr. George? Eventually you have to stitch it up and let it heal.
Yeah.
They got Band-Aids all over this. There's Band-Aids everywhere. It's about to pop. Because, I mean, it's about to pop. And it's so important for everybody to realize, by faith, we have to by faith. You know, Noah built the ark. There wasn't an ounce of rain. You know, with someone has a desire to be a public servant, someone who wants to be an elected official, we have to get the integrity of our vote correct. That's why this has to be exposed. We know there's major issues. So this issue, this challenge we went through in America, we're going through, we have to expose the integrity of our voting system. So people have a desire and a goal to serve the public and be an elected official and serve their community. They could be elected with full integrity and the full rights where the best man or woman wins for their specific elected official position.
I couldn't have said it better. On that note, let's take our final break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. John Delemy. And again, before we start off, how can people go to your website and read the business journal?
Sure. You guys can, there's two sites. You guys can go to conservativebusinessjournal.com. It's just three words put together, conservativebusinessjournal.com. So you have all of our writings there. We got some great contributors. I'm honored and humbled for so many great contributors and writers. Then you could also visit CBJRealNews.com. That's all of our podcast episodes, all of our shows. And then you'll see a link in the menu bar where it says Conservative Business Journal. That will link back to our main site. So CBJRealNews.com and or conservativebusinessjournal.com. And that's the worldwide famous internet.
Yes, indeed. So I know we talked a lot about the problem. Let's talk about the solution. You know, for me, it's about being able to do what God put me on this earth to do. And I'm sure that's like any small business and any entrepreneur. And we're being demonized with these lockdowns and closures. What's your recommendation for people to break this paradigm? Because if we keep going down this path, we're not going to have a middle class or small businesses, and we're all going to be stuck at home getting sustainable income.
Two things for everyone listening: utilize your small businesses, utilize like our entire business. And I talk about this all the time on my shows, and I write a lot about it, is make sure you utilize the mom and pop businesses. Like, we're humbled to say, like, there's a local print shop here. They're a very successful print shop. And we're now one of the top three clients. We print our magazines, all of our quote cards, all of our promotion material. And yes, we could use like a Vista print or an online printer, probably save 2 to 5%. Mm-hmm. But Eric and Carlos are two great guys. They're awesome guys. They have about 8 employees. We utilize them all the time. Utilize your local community. I'm very into health. We buy fruits and vegetables from a local market here. I will buy from a local market versus going to a Publix or a Whole Foods. You know, just ask yourself, and this is very important. I call it the law of accumulation. Everyday things add up. Ask yourself and say, what product or service am I using for myself, my family? How can I patronize a small business, a business owned by someone who's working 16 hours a day, 8 days a week? They're out there. They're out there on the edge, especially going against all the quarantines, lockdowns. And then those of you that have a business, go old school. Pick up the phone, call your past customers. I teach about the capitalism is the circle of five from your customers right now that have already shown they're interested in your product or service. They've come in your store. They maybe went to your website and purchased a product. Pick up the phone and say, hi, this is so-and-so from so-and-so company. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to serve you and provide a product for you. As a past customer or current customer, I want to give you a special on something that we're releasing or a newly released product. Serve your customers. Pour into your customers. A customer phone call is going to convert a lot more than a Facebook like. So promote customer service. Call your customers. Ask yourself, I talk about specialized niche. What do you focus on? What do you focus on? Say, this is my client. This is my product. What product can I produce that my clients will like more of? Mm-hmm. Get to know your clients, your customers, your patients, your guests, your patrons, whatever they call it, the end line consumer for your niche. And specialize your niche, serve people, and respect them and thank them. Tell them, I thank you for allowing me to serve you. I appreciate the opportunity to provide this product for you. Pour into people, shake their hands, look them in the eyes, old school, customer service. Pick up the phones, call people. It is so, so important. I can't stress that enough. It is the most, you know, there was more wealth created in America before the internet. People go, John, what are you going to do with your being, you know, suppressed and censored? I said, I've been calling people. I do something called a voice shot. Well, I will do, I obviously can't call all of my customers and people in my database, but I do a voice shot where I call them. And then we built a very strong email list, and we do outgoing mailers, and we mail people. And you hear my authentic passion on this, mm-hmm. Dr. George, about mm-hmm. this. The small business America got so far away from shaking someone's hand, breaking bread, eye contact, fellowship, and thanking them for saying, I appreciate serving you. You know, customer service, and then say, what else can I market to them that they want that will add value to their lives? You know, capitalism is about adding value, because it all comes down to someone goes home with a great product and they're satisfied. And that product, when you break the whole chain of where it started, who produced it, who offered it, who inventoried it, who sold it, who earned a commission on it, that's capitalism. But the bottom line is a satisfied customer. That is so important. And obviously, in my book, I'm releasing them. I actually released it before the election. I had another chapter in about the complete nutshell Biden and his policies. And I talk about customer service. You know, I talk about loyalty, and it's so important. I can go on for 3 hours, but I know obviously it's your show and you're awesome.
Well, I'm right with you, because it's a different mindset. A corporatized system, by definition, is not about the individual and serving their customer. It's about giving you, you know, whatever they want to give you, and you should like it. And we've seen this paradigm shift in the healthcare system where the same thing's gone on. You know, it used to be 95% small business, hang out your shingle. Now we're down to about 30% of independent doctors, and the healthcare system has moved to a corporatized system. And now it's being removed from physicians and being taken over by healthcare allied professionals, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. And it's not about the individual, it's about algorithms. So we're seeing this and rolling out various vaccines. It's if it's, you don't have a choice as a physician, if you work for these guys, to say no. And there's a consequence to this. And people, if you want to go along with that system, you should be, hey, go for it. But it's always about choice. That's where it seems to me the socialized side of it, it's never about choice. It's our way or the highway. Is that right?
And I actually want to ask you a question, because I'm going to have thousands of my listeners listen to your show, because I'm going to promote this, obviously, on my podcast. You've seen I'm going to take this audio, put it on my podcast platform. So can I ask you a question, Dr. George?
Absolutely.
You're a guest.
Sure.
You said just say no and make a choice. Can you expand upon that, please? What does that mean from a healthcare professional? Like you say, if you're working for them, how does that person say, you know what, I'm just going to say no, I'm making a choice? What you said is so important. I like to unpack it.
I'm going to be very clear about it. Quit. You know, nobody has the right to make me work against the interest of my patients. I will not go against the Hippocratic Oath. I will not be put in a position where I knowingly cause harm to a patient. And I'm not doing that. So if doctors would stand up and not go along with this, they can't exist without physicians. They can't. They try. They can do all the algorithms they want. But when it comes down to patient care, patients will find physicians. If it's to fix a problem, if it's a second opinion, we're not going anywhere. But we need to feel good about ourselves. We need to trust our own gut, our own instinct. And quite frankly, the system has been, it's been corrupted. I don't think that people coming out necessarily take the same Hippocratic Oath that I did. I can't perform abortion. If I were a GYN doctor, I could not do that, because I took a Hippocratic Oath not to do that and not to perform euthanasia on people who, you know, who have a catastrophic illness. It's against my oath. That does not exist anymore. So it's almost like it's a badge of honor. The good of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And this is where we stand right now. We're supposed to put our bodies on the line with an experimental vaccine that doesn't, and it says, may not cure you from COVID, will not stop you from getting it or being able to infect somebody else. Why is anybody taking this when they could be on a therapeutic with a fraction of the price, with an excellent safety profile, early treatment, instead of everybody ending up in a hospital on an expensive infusion or, God forbid, this vaccine? Or it shouldn't even be called a vaccine. It is an injection. It's not a vaccine. Vaccines prevent you from getting a disease. This doesn't do that.
It's good. That's good, Dr. George. You're very intelligent, smart young lady. I love it. And I chose to have you unpack that more, because even for all people, obviously all your listeners know you, many of them may be first time hearing me, which is tremendous. Make sure you take Dr. George's wisdom and you listen to it and you share this. I have to tell you, the false narrative about health is brutal. This is they're trying to suppress the truth like no tomorrow. And it's very important for all of us, because you look at, once again, socialism. They want to They wanted population control. And I got to ask you a quick question. People, I would say, where'd the flu go this year? Is there flu in Georgia? Because there's nothing in Florida. And no, there's nothing up there. I have a family member still in.
It's like
where'd the flu go, Dr. George?
I think it got rolled into COVID numbers, if you want to be honest. But yeah. And no, everything's dropped. The cancer rate, the heart attack rate, everything in that past year where everything and its mom was COVID. If you were hit by a car, you died of COVID. If you got shot, you died of COVID. And even the WHO and the CDC are now coming out with the truth. It comes out for a minute and then it goes away. But the PCR test and the cycles that they were performing and the increase in false positive results, that was, I mean, as a scientist, how did that go for so long that was not reeled in and people didn't know the truth? That's unacceptable. So people were getting diagnosed with COVID and didn't have it.
And it all loops back to, we began the show, socialism controls and capitalism creates. So all this control factor of the false narrative of, oh my God, COVID is going to kill me. It's a pandemic. I'm so tired of hearing the word Biden's a pandemic. That's the real virus. And you look at it and it's just control. It just wants to shut people down about getting healthy physically, emotionally, financially, and having a healthy business and having, you know, when everyone's sitting in their house and dad is in front of the computer on Zoom and playing this and playing that. No one's seen people work hard. You know, what inspired me was, you know, my grandfather, my dad, all I know is them working. And my mom's 90 now. My mom is 90. My dad's just turned 91 into his 92nd year. As he said, he's looking forward to being a centurion. And the hard work is what keeps them healthy. And my dad's like, I'm busy. I work, not like you. Like he goes, I work. I don't talk.
It's a sense of purpose.
That's the foundation of America.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dr. Joyce.
Oh, it's a sense of purpose. Yeah. Everybody needs to get up in the morning to have a feeling of I'm going now to do what God put me on this earth to do. It's a sense of purpose. It's happiness. It's contentment. It's not sitting in your basement afraid to breathe with five masks on. That's not healthy. And we will see the outgrowth of this. It's coming. And I'm stealing myself for that, for the people when the media, you know, the paradigm or the structure they created falls apart and the truth starts to come out. People are not going to be happy. And I know we have about a half a minute left. How can people reach? Time goes too quickly. How can they get your podcast, your books, and go to your website?
Sure. Once again, you guys can visit conservativebusinessjournal.com. And also you can visit cbjrealnews.com. And those of you old school, you want to give me a call or text, you guys can call or text or office down here in South Florida. It's 561-847-3467, 561-847-3467. And I have a great report titled 7 Reasons Why Capitalism is the Secret Fuel for America's Growth. And it's just it's a report. I talk about capitalism versus socialism. It's so important because everyone listening to this about a living solution, they're after our creativity and they're after our emotional health. That's all it is. That's all they want. Right. Thank you, Dr. George, for your time today. I really appreciate the interview.
It was an honor. And I think a wake up call to my listeners and to anybody they want to share this podcast with. And they should, because we have to wake each other up. It's not going to come up from down on high. It's going to be us doing our due diligence and making our voices heard. So, Mr. Delemy, thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to having you come back.
Thank you very much, Dr. George. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, too. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.